Dreamgirls, the movie starring Beyoncé Knowles, Jamie Foxx, Eddie Murphy, and Jennifer Hudson, has been nominated for 8 Oscars, including Best Original Song.
Never met a man quite like you.
The movie tells the story of the rise of a small black record label and the ups and downs of its star girl group, The Dreams. The plot of Dreamgirls draws quite a bit from the story of Motown Records and The Supremes. But how much of the saga of showbiz betrayal is real and how much is fictional? NPR's Elizabeth Blair tries to sort it all out.
How could you even begin to tell the story? In 1960s Detroit, Motown Records created a distinctive sound that blended tightly produced pop with a heavy dose of soul. It ushered in a new era in American popular music, with acts that appealed to both black and white audiences. One of Motown's most successful groups was the Supremes, a trio of glamorous, beautifully dressed young women. So how much of Dreamgirls is based on their story? Jennifer Hudson, who plays Effie White in the movie, won a Golden Globe for her performance. Accepting her award last week, she paid this tribute to one of the Supremes' original members.
I just want to dedicate this award to a lady who never really got a fair chance. This award is for Florence Ballard. You will never be forgotten. Thank you.
Many believe Florence Ballard is the prototype for the character Effie in Dreamgirls. Effie is the lead singer of The Dreams, who gets replaced by the thinner and prettier Dina, who bears a close resemblance to Diana Ross in clothes, makeup, and accessories.
What do you mean? I always sing lead. Tell them, Cece.
We're trying something new, Effie.
You know about this?
Curtis and I talked it over. He said it's only temporary.
We finally get the chance to have our own act, and Dina's doing lead? She can't sing like I can.
So did a scene like this really happen? Mary Wilson, one of the other original Supremes, grew up in the Detroit Projects with Diana Ross and Florence Ballard.
She had a tremendous talent, and she was one of my best friends. Like the film, she was sort of overlooked within the group in terms of being the main singer, so therefore her talents were never really, really used.
Eddie Holland disagrees.
Florence was never a lead singer, per se.
Holland and his brother Brian, along with Lamont Dozier, wrote most of the Supremes' biggest hits for Motown. He says Florence Ballard wasn't pushed out of a lead singer role.
Brian and Lamont and I knew that Diana Ross would be the lead singer. Diana's voice is extremely unique and very sensuous, and that had a lot of to do with the success of those records.
Berry Gordy did use Florence Ballard as lead singer on a song he wrote in the early days of the Supremes called Buttered Popcorn. My baby like me. But as this song shows, Ballard might not have had the right quality to help the Supremes cross over to a white audience. Gerald Early wrote a book about Motown called One Nation Under a Groove.
She had a much more soul kind of voice than Diana Ross. That kind of material the Supremes was singing, that voice was not necessarily best suited for that kind of material.
Eddie Holland claims that Gordy never told them what to write or which singers to use. But Gordy did eventually change the group's name to Diana Ross and the Supremes, paving the way for Ross's later solo career. Eddie Holland and Mary Wilson may disagree on what happened with Florence Ballard's role in the Supremes. In any case, Ballard left the group in 1967. Mary Wilson.
She ran into some personal difficulties, which actually made her lose her position as a Supreme. And after that, her life went downhill.
Florence Ballard tried for a solo career, but never made it. She went on welfare and suffered from depression and alcoholism. She died in 1976 at age 32. The music business, as Gerald Early puts it, is not for the faint of heart. And to make Motown as successful as it was, Berry Gordy Jr. could not have been a saint. In fact, many of the label's own artists had legal battles with the company at one time or another. The Holland brothers spent years in litigation with Motown. And yet they want to set the record straight that Berry Gordy Jr. was nothing like his counterpart in the movie, slick, conniving, and controlling. Singer and songwriter Smokey Robinson was one of Motown's pioneers.
I really am kind of upset about it because there's a lot of false information in there, and millions of people are seeing it every day.
Robinson says in starting Motown, Gordy offered dozens of young black artists better employment.
Nobody was paying us, so he borrowed $800 from his family's fund and started Motown so that we could be paid. And for him to be maligned and made out like this villainous character is very, very, very offensive to me.
Robinson goes so far as to say that the stars in the film have tarnished their own history.
Motown is Beyonce's heritage. Motown is Jamie Foxx's heritage. Motown is Eddie Murphy's heritage. You know what I mean? They're black people. They're young black people. America should be proud of Motown because Motown made a statement all over the world that America could be proud of.
In the end, Dreamgirls is an entertainment film about entertainment. It could never be exactly right. And as Michael Bennett, who directed the original Broadway show, once said, if it were the story of the Supremes, he would have been sued. Elizabeth Blair, NPR News.
Got me a Cadillac.
Cadillac.
Oh, got me a Cadillac car.
This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montagne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep.
Don't care where I'm bound. Got these four wheels spinning round. Me and my two-toed caddy gonna blow.